Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, $480 million. What's the secret? I don't know. Y'all might not want to know this. Y'all might, you know, be swimming in the dough. But $480 million, I found out the secret. I'm looking at it right now. Do you want to know what the secret is?
What's the secret?
We'll be right back after these messages. Don't you hate that? You know, you're like, you're going to sit down and you're going to watch Fox News and say, I'm just going to look at this for a little bit. And as soon as you're about to walk away from it, because the commercial's coming, it says, I said, oh, but stay tuned. The lady's leg fell off when she was flying over Mount Everest. She's like, I got to stay and see how her leg fell off, right? And you go, okay, I'll watch that. And then you watch that and you say, okay, I'm out of here. That is it. And next thing you know, they said, you know, man finds $1 million in a crack of something. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to stay for that. You know, and 7 days later, it's like, free me from this. Free me from this news cycle.
I've got to sleep.
I figured it out, though. It is a plot. It's a plot. They're trying to get you to stay past all those horrific, you know, geriatric commercials. Gold, 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 gold. What are you trying to tell us? What are you trying to tell us, right? And then those for $9.99, shipping's free. I'm going crazy. That's New York. Anyway, so when I was in New York, they had Crazy Eddie's up there. I don't know if Crazy Eddie's.
Oh, no, Crazy Eddie's no more.
Man,
where the prices are going insane.
I'm insane. Oh, my goodness.
That's way back. That's old school commercial, but.
Well, you know, I'd say that was another lifetime. So here's the secret. Secret for $380 million.
It's a real secret.
Oh, it went down already?
$400. Well, how much do you want? You know?
He's taking notes.
He wants his millions.
Now you see why he's the producer of the radio program. Detailed man. He just gets a little blurry in his own details, but my details, he's got them down.
He's got them down.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. Why? But there is an eyebrow that keeps him in check. We're not going to mention who that is, but all of a sudden his eyebrow goes, whoop. And that's when the detector kind of looked that way and said, what's going on, man? So I'm sorry. Listen. $280 million, a secret.
Man, it's getting worse and worse.
Oh, I meant $4.80. That is the new value of the bonds. Okay, listen, I am just blown away. $480 million. This one man is going to get paid $480 million for doing one thing. What do you think it is?
Playing in the lottery?
Oh, the lottery. Wash me, Jesus. Wash me. Oh, come on. Y'all are silent. I mean, what do you... Have you seen...
And how much time?
How much time? Okay, I better take a hold of this conversation. It's not going in a good area. I never thought about these things you're thinking about. Okay, so this is what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to say sorry. He's going to have to apologize. And when he apologizes, America is going to give Morsi, the president of Egypt, $480 million. When he says, I'm sorry for degrading the Jews and saying they need to be destroyed and pushed into the sea and they don't deserve to live, and all that stuff he said about them, when he's going to say, oh, never mind. We're going to pay him $480 million for apologizing. This is what I say. Okay, you can apologize, but then you're going to have to kiss and make up. I want you to go and find the Prime Minister of Israel, and I want you to give him a big hug right on top of Mount Moriah. Give him a big smacker, and then if we fail as Americans, that's our money.
That was genuine.
That's China's money that we borrowed. Listen, we got to pay it back, so it's really, I guess it's, I don't know. You got to understand America. We don't really own anything. Anyway, listen. It looks like it's our money. You can apologize. This is what your parents tell you. You go apologize to your brother, apologize to your sister, but I want you to hug each other, look each other, and tell you're sorry. That was tough. Wasn't that tough?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that?
I did it.
His face kind of twitched. I still limp. No, the.
Once.
But think about it, right? If I'm going to give you $480 million, I mean, how many kids would go, I'll kiss that brother in the lips if you give me $480 million, right? But, okay, so fine. If you truly mean this, President Morsi, you go find the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, of Israel, on top of Mount Moriah, on top of the Western, you know, Mount Moriah, right there in Jerusalem, before the whole world and God and everybody, and say, I am sorry and I was wrong. Mm. Then you give them a big hug and just kiss them on both cheeks. And we'll pay you in installments. You know what? I was like, come on. So many things. We're going to pay him $480 million for apologizing, John.
Is that crazy?
Wow. We're doing it. I mean, first of all, I gave him a $1.11 million or whatever for right after running the closing down the Israel's embassy and running them off.
Mm. Now, is that including the jets and the tanks and everything else that they're getting?
Yeah, and I think, too, it's tax-free. I don't think they're paying taxes on it.
Oh, really?
You know why? Because it is our tax money! That's why. He's not even that nice to Americans. And $480 million, imagine how much health care we could provide to America.
For real.
Instead of giving $480 million, $480 million. Mm. It was $1.3 billion, I think, that we gave them in the original. Remember that when they first destroyed the country. Anyway, so we're going to give him all that money. Imagine how many people in America could be taken care of. He just doesn't understand the healthcare needs in America. Mm-mm. You know, he needs to really think about that before he writes a check for $480 million. Even if he apologizes, you know, we need to keep that $480 million. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
How many apologies? I mean, how much repentance would take place in the church?
Yeah, right.
If you said, you know, instead of the $1.3 million per baptized believer, if you just repent, we'll give you the $1.3 million.
Oh, they'll be sackcloth and that.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll be running around in sackcloth.
It's amazing. It's totally amazing. The sad thing is you would have done it for money instead of God, and you can't serve them both, right?
That's right.
That's so true. But,
oh, man. I was shocked. I was totally shocked when I heard that this morning. It was reported by CBN News that if he apologizes, and he's already said, and he said, that was part of my political campaign. I was really talking about their political policies and all that. And it's like, no, you're literally talking about throwing them in the sea and they don't deserve to live, and something like they were dogs or
descendants of apes. I mean, give me a break.
Man, and speaking of that, I don't know if you heard that or not. My heart just broke, and we'll make this available on the VFN Torch. But these two Jewish men dressed in rabbinical gear, you know, the curls and the mm-hmm. hats and the robes, and they're walking through the old city. And all of a sudden, these Palestinians started just screaming at them and yelling at them. It was snowing. It was icy. And then they took snowballs, and they were, like, hitting them in the face and knocked their hats off. I mean, these are, like, you know, big guys coming in. These guys, they're not doing anything at all. They made them fall in the snow. And these are men. They're doing two men. They made missiles out of a snowman type thing. They made a missile, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just want to help you. What's going on? Yeah. Listen. Let me tell you something. You can see this video. We're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch and see this. It's just horrific. It's horrific what's taking place. And understand that that Jesus is a Jew.
That's right.
And when you come into heaven, you're going to be welcomed into the bosom of Abraham. And it's the Jews have brought us the word of God, and they brought us salvation, because salvation is from the Jews. Because mm-hmm. Jesus is Jewish, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's where we're being grafted in. They're our brothers. Mm-hmm. They're our brothers and our sisters. I mean, not everybody that calls himself a Jew is, but the true Jews, they're our brothers and sisters. And that's the apple of God's eye. When you're seeing, it's like just the very hatred alone and the way they're treating the Jewish people, this is like, leave them alone. It just proves to the whole world that you're just jealous and filled with envy, because you know that everything that's said about them is true. Mm. Everything that's said about them, including even when you pile up all of your armies around and try to harm them in any way, that God's going to defend them. Mm. And according to some of the things that we just heard recently in a talk from John Hagee about the four red moons, and we'll be talking more about that in the future. We got four red moons happening, by the way, in starting in 16 months from now. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's just, you know, when the moon turns to blood, and you know, this could be it.
Yeah,
mm. Everybody goes, that's not it, dude. Jesus don't even know. Shut up. Listen, it could be now.
Right.
It could be now. Don't listen to people telling you the worst thing in the world is somebody to convince you that it's not right now, not tomorrow, and you're not prepared, and you're like the unprepared virgin.
Yeah,
because five of them didn't go. But that God's going to defend. And he was talking, you know, prophetically and biblically and how things are going to happen. It's not going to be Armageddon, but he's going to deal with this radical Islamic caliphate surrounding Israel, trying to destroy Israel. And he's going to stand up for Israel. And like 80%, wasn't it like 80%? 80% of their armies would be destroyed. Something like that. It's a huge percentage of them. And it's like, oh my goodness. Listen, if you are debating whether you should be Islamic or not, I just want to encourage you, begin to go and seek after the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a part of the one who won't be during that definite time of disaster. That's going to be a huge disaster right there. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.